Let's turn now to Virginia, where yesterday former Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen were found guilty of corruption, fraud, and bribery. The verdict comes as several other governors are also under investigation or are facing persistent questions about their conduct in office. In Texas, Governor Rick Perry has been indicted on charges that he abused the power of his office. In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie still faces a whole host of questions about his involvement in the Bridgegate scandal. And in Wisconsin, there's an ongoing investigation about the recall election that Governor Scott Walker won. A prosecutor is looking into fundraising efforts around that recall, but says that Walker himself isn't under investigation. But what are the implications of all these simultaneous inquiries into governors around the country? David Nather is a senior policy reporter for Politico, and he joins us now. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, let's just talk about what happened to Bob McDonnell and his wife, Maureen. The case centered around their relationship with a wealthy local businessman, and prosecutors said they took more than $150,000 in gifts and loans from him. Some of it sounds pretty egregious. $50,000 in loans, $15,000 wedding gift for their daughter. But where specifically did he and his wife violate Virginia law?
Well, the big reason that they were convicted yesterday was just a simple finding of quid pro quo. In other words, they were taking all these gifts and loans and whatnot, and the jury found that there were trade-offs, that they ended up doing favors for the businessman Johnny Williams. But what's really striking about the verdict is that it's not like the prosecution ever proved that McDonnell took official actions in his job description as governor as payoffs to Johnny Williams, like, you know, appointing somebody to a board or something like that. It was never like that. It was always more low key, like McDonnell sending emails to his aides, you know, let's set up a meeting for Johnny Williams, that kind of thing. And it was just a finding that, you know, a general finding that Johnny Williams never would have had any of that kind of access if he hadn't been showering money on the McDonald's.
Right. I mean, on the one hand, you could say that it's kind of par for the course in terms of how government works. I mean, these setting up these meetings, et cetera. But on the other hand, a jury found, or at least a court found McDonnell in violation of Virginia ethics laws. So are the ethics laws in Virginia more stringent than in other states?
No, hardly. Quite the opposite, in fact. At the time that Bob McDonnell was governor, Virginia was one of a handful of states that didn't even have dollar limits on what kind of gifts you could take. All you had to do was disclose them. You know, now Virginia has limits on gifts. Legislature just passed them earlier this year, and there are still critics of that law who think it doesn't. There's still loopholes and it doesn't go far enough. But at the time, there were probably only around 10 states that didn't have any dollar limits at all. Now Virginia is joined. There's probably, you know, a little over 30 states that have at least some limits, that, you know, even if they're, you know, even if they're kind of loose. Mm-hmm. But that was one question in all this is, you know, did Virginia kind of set a tone for its politicians by not having stricter ethics laws? But even though, you know, Virginia politicians are now saying they should probably tighten the ethics laws even more. Privately, you know, a number of them are kind of saying, you know what, McDonnell was just over the top. It's not like everybody's going around doing that in Virginia.
Right. But are we seeing that? I mean, are politicians around the rest of the country now looking at Virginia and saying, wow, if this can happen in Virginia, even with its lax ethics laws, maybe we ought to be put on notice as well?
Well, that's what the ethics attorneys and experts I'm talking to are saying, is that if politicians around the country aren't giving themselves a second look, they'd better start, because, you know, this verdict sets the precedent that it's not just what you do in your official capacity as governor or whatever office you hold. It's all the informal stuff too. If, you know, if a common person would look at your actions and say you gave something back to somebody, or you gave general favors to somebody in exchange for gifts or money or whatever, you can still get nailed for it. And even if the state doesn't come after you for it, the Justice Department might.
Well, that's David Nather, senior policy reporter for Politico, talking to us about the potential implications of Bob McDonnell's guilty verdict yesterday in Virginia. David Nather, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.